Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, the first reading comes from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, this time verses 26 to 40. Now, remember, there's been great persecution in Jerusalem and hardship for the early Christians, but they're persevering, and it caused many to be scattered. If you remember from the readings this week, they were persecuted, and so they were scattered all over the countryside. Now, oftentimes when something like that happens, we tend to think of it as a catastrophe. We planned this, and then this happened, and we were all scattered, etc. But God can make everything work together for the good. And in the scattering, what happened is the seed of the truth of the gospel got spread wider and wider and wider. The enemies simply wanted to get rid of them, wanted them to run, but wanted them to run and desist from what they were doing. But what happened was God used it for good. They were scattered and they spread the seed of God's word. Many, many more people, because they were scattered, many, many more people heard the gospel than would have otherwise. Don't immediately, when something seems to foil your plans, don't immediately think it's distressing or it's hard. God can make everything work for the good for those who trust him. And here we have a perfect example of that. God making everything work together for the good for those who trust him. Let's look at the first reading. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, verses 26 to 40. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, "Get up and head south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route." So he got up and set out. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, that is the queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury. So he's a man of prominence, who had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. See, even then they were reading while they were riding. It's not just a newer custom here. He was reading the scripture. Do you keep the scripture close? I don't mean read it while you're driving. For heaven's sakes, don't do that. But do you have a scripture close at hand that you always have it accessible when you have a moment? It's important because look at this one. God used it to really reveal himself. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah, and the Spirit said to Philip, "Go and join up with that chariot." So Philip ran up. This is a perfect stranger. He hears him reading Isaiah the prophet, and he said, "Do you understand what you're reading?" Must have been an unusual thing. A stranger comes up and says, "Do you know what you're reading?" And he replied, "How can I, unless someone instructs me?" A humble man. Not, "Oh, yeah, 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 I understand it." No, what did he say? "How can I, unless someone instructs me?" So he invited Philip to get in and sit with him. And this was the scripture passage he was reading. Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter. And as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who will tell of his posterity? For his life is taken from the earth. This is a prophetic word that was a foreshadowing of the Messiah, the coming Messiah. Then the eunuch said to Philip in reply, "I beg you, about whom is the prophet saying this? About himself or about someone else?" And then Philip opened his mouth and began with this, beginning with this scripture passage, he proclaimed Jesus to him. This is a prophecy of the coming Messiah. The Messiah has come. This is the Messiah. This is what he's done. This is who he is. This is what's happened to him. Philip tells him all that. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, there is water. What is to prevent my being baptized?" Look at that conversion. Look at the power of Philip's words. Philip knew what he was proclaiming. And God used it to reach right into the courts and touch a man who immediately responded. I've seen that. I've seen when people really hear the truth for the first time, really hear it and take it in and accept the gift of the grace of faith, their lives have changed. And so it was for this eunuch. Look, there is water. What is to prevent my being baptized? Then he ordered the chariot to stop, and Philip and the eunuch both went down into the water, and he baptized him. And when they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. Okay, you've done your job here. Now I'm going to take you somewhere else. God can do anything. And the eunuch saw him no more, but continued on his way rejoicing. He didn't say, well, that was a weird nightmare I had, and go back to reading Isaiah. He had encountered the living God. He went on his way rejoicing. Philip came to Azotus and went about proclaiming the good news to all the towns until he reached Caesarea. Philip was full of joy in the midst of challenges and difficulties. He was full of joy. Are we? Psalm 66, let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all the earth. That's you and me. May our hearts be full of joy and faith. And brothers and sisters, if you don't have it, if you don't experience life like that, ask God for an increase of faith. Ask him to believe his word. Then start reading his word. So many people will say to me, well, I wish I knew God, but I don't. I say to them, do you read the scriptures every day? No. Do you go to Mass as often as you can? No. Well, the two sources of food that God gave us are right there. And if you don't take part in either of them, how do you expect to grow? And the food of the Eucharist, my goodness, brothers and sisters, it's his body, his blood that's transforming us. We take it into ourselves. It becomes assimilated in us. The Christ lives more and more in us by his power. Do we feel anything? Not necessarily. No. But I believe and I stand on my faith. And that makes the grace of God accessible to me because I say, Lord, I do believe. Help my unbelief. I don't have to do great contortions with myself. Can't do that. But I can steadily seek faith in him, and he gives it. And I believe. I believe. Do you? Do you? Bless our God, you peoples. Loudly sound his praise. He has given life to our souls. He has not let our feet slip. Hear now, all you who fear God, while I declare what he has done for me. When I appealed to him in words, praise was on the tip of my tongue. Blessed be God who refused me not, my prayer or his kindness. Blessed be God who refused me not, my prayer or his kindness. God has given me everything. I want to thank him and praise him. And the gospel is the gospel of John chapter 6, verses 44 to 51. Jesus said to the crowds, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. God will raise you on the last day. He will. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Hear that verse again. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. God will give himself to us to feed us and to draw us into union with him and to bring us safely home to the Father. That's what God will do if we put our faith in him, if we trust him. You can't manufacture it. You can't stir it up. You can contribute to it. You can help it along. But the source of faith is a gift of God. It was given you in baptism. It may be overlaid by many years of sin and dissent or simply indifference that makes it impossible or seemingly impossible to live in faith. But if you ask God, Lord, bring to life the gift you gave me at my baptism, bring my faith alive and help me to follow you, and then you read his word and you receive the Eucharist as often as you can, believing in faith, it's not magic. It's far greater than magic. It is the eternal God interacting with you and with me, who are finite creatures. But he chooses to love us that much that he desires union with us. No greater love than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. There is no greater love than this, and Jesus did that for us. He showed us that his love was real, really real. He died for you. I've said this before, but I want to reiterate it. You are loved so much that someone died for you to save you eternally. Don't ever forget that. No matter how alone you feel, no matter how great the challenges might be, know that you are not alone. Someone died for you out of love for you and wants you with him for all eternity. That's the truth. That's the literal truth. Can you embrace it? Brothers and sisters, this Easter season is one tremendous time to ask the Lord, in this festival time, to ask the Lord, increase my faith. Give me faith to believe not the words on a printed page, but the reality of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me, who died for me, and who lives eternally, and I will live with him forever. That's the promise of God. Can you put your faith in him? Come before him and just be honest with him. Don't try to drum up faith. Just come before him and tell him where your faith is and say, Lord, I open my mind and my heart and my spirit. Increase my faith. Increase my faith. Because neither you nor I know what lies ahead for us, but it could be difficult. The world is in a very difficult place. Things could get very difficult. And in those days, nothing that the world offers would be available to us. We will need our faith. We always do, but we will need it sometimes more than others. Ask him for an increase of faith that you may be strong and may be able to lead many others to him. God bless you. I want to offer you a free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. It can be received by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. If you'd like a copy of my CD, Captured by Mercy, which is on forgiveness, you can access that by going to our website, renewalministries.net.